Good afternoon, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
I want to see if I qualify, yes.
Absolutely. Let's see what we can do here for you. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
30312.
12, okay. So let's check up in your area here. Awesome, there it is, okay. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 39 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov when you have Medicare or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 678-988-7517?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay. And now the next following question I have here for you. Do you make your own healthcare decisions or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
No, I'm doing it now, but I'm going to need help soon.
Okay, got you. Okay. And now that also brings me to the next question here. Are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No one lives with me.
Okay, all right. And now the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Oh, no. It's in the bedroom. I have to go get it. Could you hold on?
Absolutely. Take your time.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 4, C is in Carol, H is in Harry, 4, V is in Victor, 50, D is in dog, 87.
87, all right. So let's double check here for you. Let's see here. There it is, okay. So I have Miss Carol Smith. And now, Ms.
Yes.
Smith, can you please confirm your date of birth?
12/31/1947.
That is also correct. Okay. That's pretty cool. Okay, a New Year's baby.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Your partying must be bumping. Oh,
yeah.
Man. I tell you. Whew. So we'd like there. That looks good. All right. And now, we're still residing at the address of 315 Tanner Street, Southeast, Unit 209 in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So that looks good here. Okay. So let's make sure here and here. All right. Part A and B are active. So that's good. All right. And now, of course, right over here for you, Ms. Smith, I do have a disclaimer here. Now, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Smith?
Yes.
All right. And let's see what we can do here for you today. So let's check here and here. Okay. And now, of course, the first question I do have here for you, when you do see the doctors, do you see them frequently or just one time a year?
No, I see them frequently.
Frequently. Okay. So we're seeing them frequently. Okay. And what about your transportation? Do you still drive yourself to the doctor visit?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. And now, what about your dental? Do you need any dental work done or just regular cleanings?
No, I need dental. I'm missing all my teeth in the front and the back.
I can't eat peanuts anymore. I got you. Okay. And what about your vision? Do you wear any eyeglasses or do you need a pair of eyeglasses?
No, I have the lenses put in, so.
Okay, so you have the cataracts.
I've had them removed, and I had lenses put in.
Okay, okay. Got you. Okay, so no problem. So let's see here and here. Okay, so the first step right here for you is going to be your doctor. Now, for your primary care doctor, what is the last name of your primary care?
Well, that's iffy because his name was Dr. Brian Early, but I just called and told him I don't want to deal with him anymore, so I don't know what doctor I have.
Got you. Bad experience?
Yes.
I got you. Okay, got you. Okay. So no problem. We can always find you a doctor as well, so no problem. So I'll take him there. And now, is Dr. Brian Early, was that the only one that you were seeing at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, got you. Okay. So we'll get that there. So let's actually change that here. Let's make sure that there is a PPO, so that way we can pick a doctor for you there. There you are. Okay, so there is a PPO for you. Perfect. Okay. So we'll get that there for you. And now, the next step right here for you is going to be your medications. Now, are you currently taking multiple prescription medications?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with that one there. So let's start with the first medication. And what is the first medication you're currently taking?
It's a blood pressure pill and a cholesterol pill. Those are the only two.
Only two. Okay. Good, good. Okay. So let's start with the blood pressure. And what is the name of the blood pressure pill?
Losartan.
Okay. So Losartan. And now for the Losartan right there, what is the milligram?
100.
100 milligrams. Okay. Perfect. And now the next one right there, what is your next medication?
It's the cholesterol. I
got
to put my glass on.
I got you. One of the Vastins, I'm assuming. So, like, either Atorvastatin or Rosuvastatin?
It's Rosuvastatin. Yeah.
Got you. Okay. So, we'll get that there. And now for the Rosuvastatin there, what is the milligrams?
10.
10 milligrams. Once a day?
Huh?
And that's once a day, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And now, of course, when you do pick them up, do you pick them up at a Walgreens, a Walmart, maybe a CVS?
I pick them up at Kroger's.
Kroger's. Okay. Kroger's. Let's see it right there. That's Kroger's. I completely forgot Georgia has Kroger's. I completely forgot about that. I was like, right here, I want to say that is, Kroger is the equivalent to Publix, if you've ever been to Florida.
Oh, well, I use Publix sometimes, but Publix is much more expensive than Kroger.
Oh, I know. But the thing with Publix, and I will always say this to the day I die, Pub Subs are the best things on the planet.
What, in Kroger's?
Oh, man, at Publix. But Kroger has, Kroger reminds me of a Wonderland. It looks insanely nice in there.
Well, what's amazing to me, well, Publix, every time you go in there, everything is in order.
Yeah.
And that's in every Publix. And I just don't understand how they do it and no one else does.
No one else does, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if Publix got it patented or something, but for some reason Publix is the only one.
No other store do you go into and see it is sharp and straight. Like Publix, you don't find that nowhere else.
You don't find that anywhere else. Exactly. That's why I'm like, ugh, man, I love my Publix. I love my Publix there. Oh, I would never leave them. Let me tell you. Oh,
if
let me
I
tell
hit
you.
The lotto, that's where I'll be shopping at Publix.
That, I was going to say, you hit the lotto, whoo. Have you ever tried a pub sub?
Huh?
Yep. Oh, you ever tried a pub sub from Publix?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
What is
out.
It called? Pub Sub?
Pub Sub. Oh, yeah. Pub Sub. One of the greatest things.
It's a sandwich?
Yes. Oh, yes. So it's a sandwich that you create there. So you do it. You tell them what you want right there. And when I tell you.
Okay.
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss.
I know they had some good chicken wings, that's for sure. But
ooh, let me tell you, when especially when it's freshly fried and you get it from the back, ooh.
No, these weren't fried, though. These were, and the thing about it, there's only one Publix that sell them as good as they are, but the other ones are not as good.
Oh, yeah, especially in Georgia.
I think it's the chef.
Oh, yes, that makes the difference, let me tell
yes,
you.
So, yes,
right there. But usually when I get mine, because I have a Publix right in front of mine, right over here, but I only go about 20 minutes out because there's a specific Publix that just gets it right all the time.
Mm.
Oh, man. But you see, you got me all worked up. I love Publix. You got me worked up. No problem. Let me see here. So I know we're looking for a new doctor now. So definitely we can.
Well, I'm a gent here.
Got you, Shen Man.
Maybe I need to leave gent here, but I'm a gent here, and I'm just waiting for them to call me with a new doctor. And this was last week I called them, so I haven't heard anything from them as yet.
Got you. Okay, so I could definitely see if there's a doctor there around there, maybe even closer, honestly. So let's see here. And I know we got those two medications, only the rosuvastatin and the losartan, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we have those. So you're pretty healthy. And since we need a new doctor, there is a couple of PPOs with Aetna still, so that's good. So let's check those out, because those do give you the flexibility to see any doctors that's in network, but you don't need a referral for that, so you could just go see them. So let's see here. Okay, so there is one there for you. That's the Aetna Medicare Dual Extra Care. That's a PPO there, so right over there off the bat, if you do see a doctor in network there, you don't need a referral, you don't need to wait for anything else. You could just go see another doctor there. So it gives you that flexibility.
Okay, where is it located?
Not a problem. So we can actually check that here, because there's probably going to be a bunch that are going to pop out. So let's actually
Because if it's too far, I'll stick with GenCare, because GenCare is like 10 minutes away from me. So.
Exactly. We want to make sure it's as close as possible. So let's see here. So let's open that up. For accepting new patients, right there, and that would be for internals. Let's see right here. We don't need hospice. Right there, TCTV. That's a physician. See right here, internal. Let's go back to the results. There you go, internal medicine. Let's see here. All right. So let's open that up. There it is. Okay. So let's see here. So there is one that I see here, 0.1 miles away, and that's on 315 Boulevard Northeast in Atlanta.
On Boulevard?
Yes.
No,
right there.
Boulevard is too congested. Boulevard is too congested.
Too congested. Got you. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Got you. Okay, so we do have another one here, but it's too congested.
You know, I'll stick with Gen K. If I need to change, I'll call you back, but I'll stick with Gen K to get another doctor.
Yeah, no worries. Let's see if Gen Care has a couple doctors there, so let me check here. And that's the Atlanta, right?
It's on Ralph David Abernathy.
Ralph David. So let's go there, Ralph David. Right there. So let's see here. That's from Atlanta, Georgia. And that's Gen Care. There you are. Perfect. So let's go from there. Let's do it by... Here it is. There you are. I see you there. 1325 Ralph David Avenary Boulevard, Southwest?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So let's see right there. Let's check there for you. So let's open that up here. And here, so let's see here. I want to make it as close as possible, so let's get it here. It's down there, that's in Atlanta, so let's change here. And here. There you are, Atlanta. Perfect. Okay, so let's open that up there. There it is, okay. So let's see here. So there's quite a couple. So there's Dr. Richard Bainey, Dr. Noel Battle, let's see here. There's also Dr. Paulina Cruz Venegas, right there. Would you prefer a male or female?
It doesn't matter, no.
Doesn't matter. Got you. Okay, so let's go for high rated right here.
And these are a GenCare on Ralph David Abernathy?
Yes, ma'am. So that right there would be at GenCare, and that's at, let me pull up that address here. I just saw it. There it is. Off of 1325 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
Got you right there. It's off of, it looks like it's right next to Oak Street Southwest. Right there.
Oak Street. It's not in Oak Street.
Right there. I'm looking at the other Oak Street right there. So I see it here.
Oak Street on Memorial and Avenue.
Memorial Avenue, right here. There it is. I see it right there, right next to the Amoco.
What's that? Oak Street?
Oh, no, the GenCare.
Oh, yes, right next to the Amoco.
Right next to the Amoco. I see it there. Okay, I see that one. Okay, so let's get that one. It does Dr. Richard Bainey. And Dr. Richard Bainey is the network for that one. So that's good. Okay, so we can definitely have that there for you. So right there. And it does change, instead of you having a 20% for your specialist care, yeah, it lowers everything down. Okay, perfect. So let me open this here. In network, you have a QI, so when you do see the doctors, let's see here, that's doctor office visits. Okay, and when you do see the doctors, do you pay a copay when you see them?
No. Not at GenCare.
Good, good, good. So we're going to make sure of that there. Perfect. And all right, perfect. So Dr. Richard Bainey is in network with that location there. And at that 13, let's see here, 1325. Perfect. Okay, so he is in network. Perfect. All right. And luckily, it is a PPO plan. So if you don't like him either, you could also get any other doctor without needing to wait or have a referral.
Yeah, I'm going to call them as soon as I get off the phone with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got you. So luckily, that's still with Aetna right there. And now let's make sure here. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. There it is. The PPO luckily does have that there and set for you. And it still comes with that extra support wallet as well for you at $110 monthly allowance for you as well on top of that. And let's see here. Still comes with that vision services as well for you at $250 annual benefit allowance for you as well. And it does come with dental as well, which
okay.
would be...
What are we going over now? Because yeah. I'm really set with everything that I have right now. So what are we going over? Because I'm not changing anything.
Got you. So this is the other Aetna plan. This is the PPO plan right there.
Okay.
Yes, right there. So I'm pretty much going over just the quick benefits there. So like your dental services, they still have you at $1,750 right there for the PPO. And it does give you that vision services still of that PPO, which is going to be $250 annual benefit allowance for your Medicare covered prescription eyewear. Still going to be $0 copay for your eyeglasses, lenses, and frames there as well on top of that. And it's still qualifying you for $110 monthly benefit allowance for that over-the-counter wallet, for that extra support wallet as well.
Okay.
Right,
okay,
right,
so now, do I qualify for the Social Security increase? That's really why I called.
I get you. So usually with those, because you do have a QI, there's only one that I see here, and that's part of the give back. And now the give back that I'm seeing here, they have it at the highest at $135 there, so that's $135 monthly that goes back into your Social Security every month there. And that one does go through Humana.
Goes through Humana?
Yes, ma'am. So Aetna, from what I'm seeing, is not offering that Social Security increase for the give back, but the one that it's offering that is Humana.
Well, I'm not changing. I'm staying with him. I just keep it out. It doesn't say that. It make you wait for all this time, and it should say that. But, you know, it's just...
Cool.
That's really what I was calling for, so I don't qualify for this.
Got you. No problem. Of course. No problem. Of course.